Hello, this is Sabina.
Hey, Sabina, how are you?
Well, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm calling about the property on Pleasant Street.
Yes, is that Zach?
Yeah. How's your day going?
My day is going busy. How is yours?
You could say the same.
Okay, you're trying to land some properties. So what did you come up with for me?
Well, you know, last time, you remember the last time we spoke, right?
Yes.
So, you know, it's been about a month, you know, and I know you're looking to get retail for it, which, you know, I'm just, you know, being honest with you, an investor is not going to be willing to pay retail for it, you know, unless you take it, you know, on seller finance, and I don't know if that's something that you'd be interested in.
Zach, let's make this practical for both of us. I don't have time to go through the sales spiels. I
I'm
know what the business is about. I know that the investors will not pay the retail price. What is it that you would pay for this property?
Well, here, that's the thing is, you know, you want retail, you know what it's worth, I'm assuming. And, you know, what I think the best thing to do is to put it on the market and get the most out of your property. I mean, that's just the smartest thing to do.
Okay, so why are you calling me then?
Because I would like to do that for you.
Oh, I see. Are you a realtor?
Yes, we hold a real estate license as well. And I know it's active on the market now, but you know, it's
Okay.
been 22 days. You know, this type of property shouldn't take 22 days to sell. I mean, honestly, it just shouldn't.
Okay, so what would you have done as a realtor?
Well, for one, let me just pull up my notes here. I mean, you know, it needs update. You know, I think we can both agree to that. It's
Okay.
not in perfect condition. You know,
Good. Zach, I really don't have time for this. I'm extremely busy for one, two. The person that listed my property is a long-term business partner, and
okay.
I have no intention of replacing.
Okay.
So I do know why the property is not selling, but I'm not, you know, intending to discuss that here. So I appreciate the offer, appreciate the intention, but you know, I'm not going to list the property with you. So from that perspective, you know, I truly hope that you find yourself clients and you find yourself deals. But I do have to go now because I have things to do.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And for any reason, if you don't want to work with your realtor anymore, you know, you can just give us a call. And we are interested in it at that price. But you just have to be open to how you would, you know, receive the money.
I understand.
All
Send me
right.
your proposal in writing. I will review and let you know what I think.
Okay.
Would that
Well,
be
how about
fair?
this? I'll talk with your realtor. Give him, you know, tell them that we talked, and I'll give them some numbers, you know, over the phone, hypothetical. I'm not going to put anything in writing because one, I don't have time to send you paperwork that I don't know if it's going to get done or not. Now, I'm in the business of doing deals, not writing up offers and maybe or maybe not getting them accepted. I actually buy houses.
Sure. We all know our business, our respective businesses. We respect each other's business and positions.
Yes.
And you can speak with others, tell him what your plan or what your suggestions are, and he will share that with me. And let's see what we can accomplish.
All right. Well, I look forward to it and I appreciate the opportunity. I'll definitely give him a call.
Sounds good. I appreciate the opportunity to work with you, Zach, and thank you so much for your call.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.